Okay, just wind that one up. Could anybody just offer just a few words? Feel free to call it out. You know, be bold with your voice projection, even though I've got a microphone. There's good acoustics in here. Just a few words of something you just heard from the other from the others that you spoke. That something that just struck you from something else, somebody else said. Anybody like to offer something? Please, Dorothy. Complexity theory. Okay, well, there's something for you to delve into. Good. Negotiating politics. Productivity. Where's multiple transitions? Stories. Great. Okay, so all these things are good things for us to do in the next 2 days, but also probably in the next year of our lives as well. One more quick conversation, and then we'll go back into presenter sort of model. But just talk about something that you do to help keep yourself resilient. Just any things that you do. Doesn't matter how simple or mundane they are. Just how do you keep yourself resilient? Go ahead.
You want to come here or there? That one? This one? No. Yeah. No. Just yeah. You'll be on in about 3 minutes.
Check. Yeah.
That's live.
Okay. Again, just call out, please. Anything you like. Just any quick comments from the floor. Good on you. That's very important, music. Laughter, very important, yes. Gratitude. Sense of humour. Challenging yourself. Yay. And staying a bit longer than the conference, maybe. Okay. All right, so this is really important because when you think about an organisation and think about an organisation and the planet, in fact, as a being, as a living being, Gaia, as an organisation having organisational life, how do we, as leaders, influencers, contribute to that? And sometimes I know for me, it's about just pressing a pause button and saying, hang on, let's just stop this for a moment You look at what's happening in Parliament at the moment. Sometimes we need some wise leaders that just go, let's just stop. Is there another way of doing things? Can we think of another way of doing things? Because if we're role models for the world, shouldn't we be doing it a little bit differently? Are we kind of stuck in an old habit of some kind here? And this is important for our resilience, to be able to reflect. And we know this. We all have been around learning long enough to know the power of reflective learning and its connection to resilience. But we just sometimes have to remind ourselves and have to strengthen it as well. Okay, it's time to move on, and you're going to hear lots of different views and words around this issue, and hopefully, yes, you will be challenged. Because I know when I work with actors, one of the things that's really important that actors thrive on is what we call having an edge, going right to that edge and taking some risks. And then they also have fun. They play. After all, that's what actors do. But, you know, it's really important to have those challenges come in and refresh us and have that ability. And hopefully that's what this conference is going to do for you. And that you will also connect with and cooperate with other people in different ways. It's not just like one of those business events where we exchange our business cards and they sit in a big stack on your desk and you wonder whether or not you'll ever contact that person again. This is about an ongoing, lively, continually connecting relationship. And for me, this is what also ALA is about. I would like now to introduce our first keynote speaker, and that's Professor Barry Golding. Barry is an Australian vocational adult and education and community education researcher in the School of Education, University of Ballarat, and Barry's got extensive research experience in all adult learning sectors. Barry's Australian adult learning research in the past 15 years has focused mainly on adult and community education, with a recent emphasis on the learning experienced by men through their participation in community organisations. In fact, I went to a Men's Shed conference in Brisbane, what was it, a year ago, Barry? And it was just an unbelievable. Barry said, you've got to come, it's a different planet. And it was. It was an amazing experience to be in that very... It's like a new movement. For me, it was kind of like what Landcare was in the 70s and 80s. Barry's currently involved in a suite of national and international studies of men's learning and well-being through community participation. And Barry's an honorary patron of the Australian Men's Shed Association and Adult Learning Australia board member. Welcome, Barry.